On Sunday, we asked a few students around the Michigan State campus their intentions of voting in the midterm elections. We received a definite yes from senior Erica Ross.
I just feel like our ancestors fought hard to fight for their voice in this country, so if I didn't vote, it would kind of be like a slap in their face.
However, senior Kale Fineout plans to sit this election out.
I haven't been really following what's been going on politically.
Cecilia Hong plans to get registered, but maybe a no-show in the voting booth.
I don't have any concrete plans of voting. It's hard to just focus on that and prioritize understanding politics and who to vote for and everything. So
that's exactly what concerns many candidates and campaigns. Nationally, only 21% of eligible voters under the age of 30 voted in the midterms in 2014, according to nonprofit Vote, a group that measures voter engagement. Although we don't have a breakdown in ages, here in Michigan, only 41% of the state's 7 million registered voters cast a ballot in the last governor's race.
You know how old the average voter is?
In late September, former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Dr. Abdul El Sayed spoke to MSU students at the invitation of Next Gen America Voter Registration Group. Although El Sayed lost his bid for governor, he had a message for young voters and their friends.
The work of progress, it is generational work. It's not one election or another. And, I spent 18 months of my life running for office that I didn't win. But I'm still doing this work because the work hasn't changed. It's not about one election.
Jenna Chapman runs the Next Gen chapter on the MSU campus. She says statewide, young voters are energized.
In the 2014 primary, 49,000 young voters came out to vote in Michigan. And just in the 2018 primary, 143,000 came out to vote. So we're excited by those numbers and think they'll continue.
Chapman says the economy is a big concern of young voters, but not the only one.
Some of the biggest issues that we talk to students about are the cost of college and affordable health care. Young people are concerned about their financial future. On campus, some of the biggest concerns are sexual assault, gun safety, and also the environment.
It's not just progressives pressing their peers to vote.
Being a midterm election, this is a large, very important, and very consequential time in our nation's history and in our state history.
Adam Green is the president of the James Madison College Conservatives at MSU. Members of his group are helping certain candidates on and off campus.
Our members knocking doors with the candidates and the campaigns all across the state. We have people running phone banks in Lansing or in East Lansing, trying to remind people this is a very big election year. People need to get out and vote.
Unlike the national discourse that's become quite polarized, Green says political discussions at MSU have generally been civil.
When you're put in an educational setting to promote civil discourse, I think people are more often encouraged to speak their mind, especially the conservatives on campus. I think it's been positive having an outlet where they can debate their views with the liberal side of these issues.
Young people in the Capital Region may have a lot to say now, but it remains to be seen if they'll take those opinions to the voting precincts in November. On the MSU campus, Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.